Our gospel reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and then continuing with verses 36 through 43. And it reads, Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seeds in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? An enemy did this, he said. The servants asked him, Do you want us to go out and pull them up? No, he answered. Because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters first, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles and to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring them into my barn. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are the angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out his kingdom. Everything that causes sin and all who do evil, they will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever hears, let them hear. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Amen. Okay. I have to figure out a slightly different system in laying out my sermon. As many of you have realized, I preach from a tablet. And my normal format is I put my sermon at the beginning and the scriptures at the end. So I'm going to have to do a little rearrangement. But I come to you today with a sermon that asks a question. What if you knew? Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we pray again, a prayer of blessing upon this word. Let it inspire our hearts and minds and give us food for thought. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
What if you knew? That same day, Scripture tells us that Jesus went out and he sat by the lake, and such a large crowd began to gather around him to hear what he had to say that he got a little overwhelmed, so he got in a boat, and as the people continued to gather, he began to minister to them in the form of parables. And one of the parables that he told was the one we read just a few seconds ago. This one was known lovingly as the parable of the weeds. And Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is like someone who went and sowed good seeds in his field. And as that person waited in anticipation for those seeds to grow, it says that somebody snuck in the middle of the night and sprinkled seeds that would ultimately grow into weeds. And as the weeds began to appear, one of the owner's servants ran over to him and said, Sir, didn't you spend good money and put out good seeds? Where did the weeds come from? Well, the landowner said, obviously, it was the enemy who did this. The servant said, well, do you want me to go out and pull them up? To which that question is where we will begin our message today. For you see, once the servant realized that the enemy had planted weeds amongst the wheat, and once he found out that it was of the enemy and not of the owner of the land, the question, do you want us to pull them up? Or to rephrase that question, you want us to get rid of them? Because they don't belong here in our field. The landowner, knowing better, immediately said, no, don't do it. Because if you go out and you try to pull up the weeds, you're going to mess up the wheat also. You're going to displace something. And so, as we continue on with this parable, let's put this into context. We know that parables are nothing more than stories that have some very interesting meanings. It has analogies, there's a lot of symbolism in it. And in this particular one, the landowner, we all know, is God. The wheat represents the people who are faithful disciples and followers of Christ. The weeds represent those who have come to distort the truth and to try to lure people away from God. The servants who came to the owner and said, can we pull up those weeds? Can we get rid of those things that don't belong? Those are the faithful followers of Christ who have decided that things aren't quite right in God's kingdom here on earth. And it's our job to fix it and to make things right. Amen?
Amen.
And as we continue on with this, the reason why God told them no was because those who wanted to go in and to separate the weeds from the wheat and to pull them apart was lacking something. They didn't have the ability to tell which was which. If you're like me and you weren't born on a farm and you didn't raise wheat for a living, you don't know the difference between wheat and weeds, do you, church? How many of us were born on a farm? Let me see some hands. One. Okay, so we have two. Two people who might... One sort of, okay, who might be able to tell whether wheat or weeds were growing. This is where the fun comes in, church. What I'd like everybody to do right now is take your bulletin and turn it to the back. In the back of your bulletin, just above that little block, there's a number. That's either going to be a number one or a number two. One of these numbers represent those of you among us who is represented by the wheat that we just read about. The other number represents those among us who are the weeds. Let's have some fun. If you have a number one on your bulletin, stand if you're able to or raise your hand, your choice. Oh, hold on a second. I'm number two. So now, I want everybody to look around at all those who are standing up. Look at all those number ones.
Weeds.
Are they weeds or are they the wheat?
Weeds.
Or look at those who are sitting down. Are they the wheat? Or are they the weeds? We're wheat. How can you tell the difference? Or maybe some of the numbers were assigned wrong. Maybe the sum of the number ones should have been number two. And some of the number twos should have been number one. Church, this was the dilemma that they faced. How can you tell who represents the faithful followers of Christ? And how can you tell those who have come to infiltrate and to destroy and to distract and to pull away? The reality is that we're not quite sure, but we do have the ability to do one thing. We think logically. And so we can build a scenario and sort of classify people. And so, let's say we set this up as our criteria. Let's say those who fall into the category of wheat are those who exemplify good behavior. That's kind of subjective, isn't it? How about this? Those who have good social skills. They get along well with all people. That's subjective as well. Okay. Wheat. People who are wheat have to have a good education. Is that a good criteria?
No.
Okay. All right, here we go. If you have a good knowledge of the Bible, you have to be wheat. No? All right. Who attends service faithfully and regularly. Out of 52 Sundays a year, you're here at least 40 of them. Good criteria. Oh, wait, you're only here twice. I'm sorry. Okay, all right. This one has to work. You're a wheat based on the number of committees and ministries you're a part of.
No.
Oh. Okay. Your social standing. If people know who you are when you walk down the street, you have to be wheat.
No.
We have a dilemma, don't we, church? And this is what we have to work with. And here's the other one that's going to sort of mess up your heads a little bit. Some of us who stood up may be wheat or weeds. Some of us who sat down may also be weeds or wheat. But do you know yourself if you are actually wheat or weeds? Church, we don't really know ourselves as well as we think we do. We may be going through the motions. We may be doing all the things that we feel is right based on what we've been taught. But from the outside looking in, somebody may say, oh, we've got a wonderful church full of people and they're all destined for heaven because they're following God faithfully. And yet, there's another layer within each and every one of us. There's the part that goes on in our hearts. And there's that part that goes on in our heads. And we're not able to tell that. One of the things I've always told people when I counsel them is that whatever you tell me, I believe. And I have to take you at face value because I can't read your mind. And I don't know what's going on in your heart. So you can smile in my face and tell me you love me and not mean a word of it. Amen. And so this is where we are affirmed in our psalm reading, when we know for sure that God tells us that I know you better than you know yourselves. This is why God said to those who wanted to try to restore the kingdom of God to the way that they felt it should be, leave it alone. I got this. I'll take care of it at the end. you guys just go ahead and do what you're supposed to do. So the question then becomes, what is it that we're supposed to do? And that brings us back to the title of our sermon. What if you knew? What if you knew for sure who in this room today was actually the weeds? And who were truly the weed, the wheat? Would you treat them differently? Would you look at them differently? Would you respond to them in a way that makes them feel not a part of the wheat field that was originally planted by God? Well, John gives us a great response in our New Testament reading in the book of Romans. He said, leave it alone. He said, don't waste your time trying to figure out who's wheat and who's weeds, because you don't have the ability to figure it out. But there is one thing that he did say. He said, love them for who they are. Amen? And he said that if you can love them where they are and for who they are, who knows? God has the ability to do all things. We believe that with our hearts, don't we, church? We believe that God has a way of turning people's lives around, even when they're going in the wrong path. And so it's with that I say this. If we, those of us who believe we're wheat, treat everybody the same way, whether we believe they're wheat or weeds, who knows? Maybe something in our action, something in our prayer, something in our encounter with somebody will help them to move away from living a life of being one who is weeds to becoming somebody who's wheat. And so, church, I lay that heavy burden upon each and every one of you today, each and every one of us today. Treat everybody as if they're wheat. And who knows? Maybe they may become wheat. You just never know. And when you leave here today, I encourage you, don't look at each other suspect to try to figure out if the ones were truly weeds or wheat. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being the one who will step in and turn things around. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a spirit of love and not one of separation, a spirit of welcome and not one who rejects people who we think don't belong on this side of your kingdom. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.